straight to the news, first reported by the Washington Post that the FBI's investigation of possible Trump campaign ties to Russia and Russian election hacking is also now focusing on whether the president attempted to obstruct justice in that investigation. This morning, President Trump tweeted, quote, "You are witnessing the single greatest witch hunt in American political history, led by some very bad and conflicted people," end quote. Well, joining us now with more is Carrie Johnson. She covers the Justice Department for NPR. Hi there, Carrie.
Hi, happy to be with you.
Well, first of all, former FBI Director Robert Mueller is leading the Russia investigation. And this morning, you tweeted that if Mueller was so amok or out of control, why was he on the shortlist to run Trump's FBI? So, good question. I mean, how is the Trump administration taking this news?
Not so well, Magna. As you noted, the president called it a witch hunt. He also talked about this Russia interference as a phony story. And now investigators appear to be headed toward attempted obstruction of justice, another phony story. The president's lawyer, a spokesman for the president's lawyer, criticized the leaking, but did not cast doubt on the truth of the story itself. And the administration now appears to be trying to attack the special counsel, Robert Mueller, and the team that he's assembled to work with him. Newt Gingrich, an ally of the president, has called this the deep state run amok. And I just wonder, given the fact that we know that Robert Mueller, the former FBI director who served for 12 years in that job, was actually on the short list to become President Trump's FBI chief, what happened to make the administration so sour on Robert Mueller? It appears to be the turn this investigation has taken.
Right. So what more do we know then about why the investigation is expanding or taking this turn now?
Well, James Comey, in his testimony last week, the fired FBI director, suggested he was sure the investigators would ask about possible obstruction of justice, given the conversations he described with President Trump and the notes he took about them. In fact, the Washington Post reported that the investigation expanded to look at obstruction even before Robert Mueller was appointed. It expanded after James Comey was fired in a surprise last month by the president for reasons the president later told NBC News and the Russians. That he was fired because of the Russia thing, the Russia investigation. So it's a natural outgrowth.
Huh. Interesting. So do we know then who Robert Mueller may be interviewing in this expanded investigation? If he indeed is looking at possible obstruction of justice?
Well, my sources in and outside the D.C. legal community suggest that a lot of people are going to turn out to be witnesses, both people inside and outside the White House. Anyone who observed the president's interactions with fired FBI Director James Comey, people who served on the campaign. We know already that people like former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who had contact with the Russians, former campaign manager Paul Manafort, presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner, all those people have been asked to provide information to congressional investigators, and they say they will try to cooperate with Congress and perhaps with the special counsel as well.
So much going on. Now, Carrie, over the past couple of days, there's been this question of whether or not the president could or would fire Mueller, but maybe there's a new version of the same issue here. I mean, can the Trump administration stop Mueller from talking to these people, or can the administration stop those people from speaking to investigators?
Not easily. If a criminal prosecutor wants to talk to someone, that person has subpoena power through a federal grand jury. And were the White House to try to erect any barriers or hurdles to that testimony, it could be further evidence or allegations of obstruction of justice, which would just compound the problem. Now, talk about Trump firing special counsel Mueller, he can't do that on his own. He would have to instruct the deputy attorney general to do that. The deputy attorney general said this week he saw no good cause to fire special counsel Mueller. At this time, he didn't expect to see one either.
Well, Carrie Johnson is NPR's justice correspondent. Carrie, thank you so much.
My pleasure.